Yeah. I'm gonna let Ben have a. Are you? Yeah. Okay. You wanna try that one?
Okay. Steady, probably. There we go.
So, because obviously, yeah. I mean, that's where I'll, oh, very different sound.
Completely different. Yeah.
It's all right. I can't believe how different the sound is. I mean, I knew, I'd forgotten how different this when we used to recondition them.
This is, this one has arble hammers.
Yeah.
They're very much harder.
Yeah.
Very much denser.
Yeah.
So it gives that much, much brighter sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, because there was a whole sort of interesting debate really as to, because everyone at the time of the workshop talks about the older cans being the nicer ones, and then the guys from East Germany used to come over, and this was about late 80s, 1988. I were there from 1988 to about 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And so they used to come over and still with the binders.
Yes.
So, you know, it was very, very interesting. So the guys used to come over with these guys that literally used to just stay with them but say nothing, you know.
Mm.
And then we'd have big conversations about which what the problems were, and our guys over here would say, well, this is what the problem is. And,
yeah.
It was fascinating.
Yeah.
They literally used to rebuild them, like you said, might as well be a new piano.
Well, that's it, because you see, when you
when you make
a piano from scratch,
mm-hmm.
you spend a lot of money making the rim, and you spend a lot of money making the frame. So even though, like that first one you tried was in 1910,
yeah.
it doesn't matter, you've already got the rim,
yeah.
you've already got the frame, mm. the fact that you put in a new soundboard, new tuning plank,
yeah.
Means it's going to withstand central heating.
Yes.
You put in a new action, basically because the old action's worn out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, to all intents and purposes, got a new piano, but at a much lower price.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because I was piano tuning, so literally it was like once the strings were tight enough on the rest pins,
mm.
they would say, right, how do you, mate? And then,
mm.
and then literally, you know, my tuning crank went round and round getting it to, you know,
yeah.
and then hand played them. So, you, I mean, because obviously it plays is like Weather Made, not Knights, Rogers and those sort of kind of things. That adds him to sounds London, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yours, you bought the sister company, what was it?
That was World Dynamics Record, yeah.
Wellmark. Yeah, Wellmark. So when you used to go to the Wellmark factory, they used to have these machines playing the cellos, like just do 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 do
So I used to work in the Ozone.
Wow, no way.
Yeah.
Wow.
And when you were working for Perivale,
yeah.
I used to work for Kembles in Milton Keynes.
Wow. Because I, my gosh, go back a little bit on, because I did my work placement in Yamaha Kemble.
Yeah.
That was my first, my second work placement. So I did two or 3 weeks there.
Yeah.
Is that still there?
No, it closed 2 years ago. They moved production to Indonesia. Real shame.
So how long have you been here?
About 3 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that license?
You know, you were asking about the fourth string, the alloco string.
Yes.
This one has it.
Okay.
So it has.
Technical.
It has. So it gives you a brighter,
isn't it?
A brighter treble. That being brash treble.
Yeah.
Because we've two concert runs over there that go out on hire, and they've both come back slightly more.
Yeah, so you have to
keep them looking nice and tidy.
It's good they still do hire service.
Yes.
You know, you should. Do you find it's difficult not to sound or feel the poor relation to people just thinking, oh, well, Steinway? Do you manage to avoid that?
We avoid that largely because Steinway have a particular sound.
They do.
And it's a very hard sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And yes, if you want to fill the Albert Hall and something, well, then that's fine. But for instance, our newer concert band went out recently to church in Sloane Square where they wanted to do a four piano concerto. And they wanted something a little warmer in sound.
Yes.
It went down, then it went straight from there down to Southampton because someone wanted to do the Rack 3.
Yeah.
But again, it was a really small venue and they didn't want that very hard sound.
Yeah.
So no, there is a market for us both.
Yeah, that's good.
Very
that's
much.
Really good. Yeah. A lot of it also because, as I said, but my sound is always improved by the sound.
It's a very much warmer sound.
It's a lovely piano to tune. But you know, some pianos you tune, you don't get any real pleasure from doing it because, I mean, things like that are hard, so I'm never down this guy, you know, just as in low down this way.
The beauty of part of the beauty of the is that all the strings are individual. They don't go up and loop around and come back again. So therefore when you're tuning a particular note and you tune your first string of that note and you go to do the second one, you don't pull the
pull
first
around,
one you don't pull the first one out.
Yeah.
So you can actually get something that's quite accurate.
Mm. Yeah.
A nice accuracy.
Quite fast.
Yeah.
Get that clicking.
What do you think of the sound?
Yeah,
I have to say, although the tone of the 1910 reconditioned was very warm, I don't think it was quite for the music I was playing.
It can be brought up, you can reshape the hammer and pump them and get them up. So you could get this sort of sound, but we keep them at that sort of level that you try because that's what a lot of people equate with.
I must admit, I do. It's funny, isn't it? I mean, I tuned mostly the reconditioned pianos.
Yeah.
Because it was quite a busy workshop. Because they stored a lot of the pianos as well that we only had to.
Well, I think I've got about 9 or 10 coming through at the moment.
Yeah.
I've got 3 on the floor here. We had 3 went out yesterday.
Wow.
So there is still a turnaround.
You are keeping busy, yeah. Or busy enough to. Yeah.
Busy enough to stay here. They ran the Peer of Our workshop, and they went into liquidation about 8 years ago.
Okay.
And they were, as you know, the importers of Blüthner.
Yeah.
So the Blüthner family, who had taken over the company in Germany again, they opened this shop, and this shop actually belongs to Blüthners of Leipzig.
Wow. Oh, gosh, you're not classy.
All this stuff belongs
to them. It's all been brought back into the family, then?
Yes. Yes. Brought back into the family.
So the other guys would have, I don't know, there was only about 10 people working for me at the time, probably less than that.
Well, there's currently, there's Colin and Paul and a polisher and a technician and an apprentice, so there's 5 of them.
They work?
They work out at Twyford.
Have them and maybe they can get on to a concert first. someone for the first time, then you don't really know whether they have to react to it. Yeah. But that would be narcissistic. So I'm glad to see here that Colin's.
Oh, Colin's doing well.
Doing well, yeah.
He had an accident about 18 months ago. He fell and broke his wrist rather badly.
Concert venues use your piano permanently?
There are very few concert venues that use one brand on a permanent basis these days. They don't tend to chop and change around.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one of the concert brands in gone into Salisbury Cathedral, there's one gone into Brecon Cathedral.
Okay.
There's one gone into Fair Eye Hall in Hastings recently. One gone into St Mary's in Oxford recently.
Then you know where to find them all. The nearest place in York, I think, is going to be, isn't it? For you.
Well, one piano concerto I heard recently on the radio, which I quite enjoyed listening to, and it's unfortunate that I can't pitch notes, so I haven't played it yet. It's very difficult to get on. It's a Herbert Howells.
Because
I particularly like English church music, I investigated that.
Did you manage to find the music for it?
No, not yet. So what price is on this piano, did you say?
This particular one
is
£47,000. Of course, they're all handmade.
Yeah. And so it's worth every penny.
Beautiful sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always half those, so I've got to sit amongst them.
Mm.
All day in their various guises of repair.
Yes.
States of repair.
They're very well made. They made like battleships.
Be careful of the case.
I think it looks pretty right.
But yeah, you're right about that. I was always sort of like, what's the kind of floor and table? Fall off.
Yeah. They always be put right.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that. So not made it so, but it's just.
It happens.
Yeah, well, just that's it. And you just know just it's going out, so it's like, oh wow, I'm going to get it stuck.
Yeah.
Put that right before it goes. You know?
That's right.
People have very keen eyes, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah. Spending this sort of money, you tend to be a little bit
careful. Because I worked in an organ workshop for a few weeks as well.
Oh,
and so we did various, we had a client come in and we just had to do lots and lots of polishing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
which one did you work at?
Trevor Tickle. I've had a tour of Nicholson's in Malton as well.
Right.
And actually,
right.
Yeah.
I used to deal with Six Smiths in Yorkshire,
yes,
and with Hingham and Beard.
Yes.
It's a small world,
it
isn't it?
It is a small world, yeah. Right, Ben, do you want to?
Thank you.
then this chord. Okay, come on. Oh, my stuff is over there.
Your stuff's over this. That's it. There it is. Can I take your name? So
yeah.
I'll tell when I speak to Colin, I'll tell him you called in. Okay. Do you do tuning work in the Birmingham area?
Yeah.
Because sometimes we are looking for tuners. Is there a contact telephone number?
07786.
077.
86.
Yeah.
704.
024. 024. Okay.
Yeah.
If we get anything, we'll give you a...
Yeah, it would be lovely.
He lives in the South Birmingham suburbs.
Yeah.
Which you can travel around, right?
Yeah, when it was
very nice, it's to travel around.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So I live in Worcester, which for someone like me was quite difficult.
Yeah, Worcester's not the best travel, is it? But when I was actually, for about 10 years, Ron Scott's had a Birmingham
club.
And I was their resident piano student for 10 years. So
oh, right.
Yeah.
4 or 5 days.
You used to work for Norma?
I was in Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes, yeah. Well, that was a weird one because in Ladbrokes, it's kind of when I left Ladbrokes, it was a bit, you know, so I ended up trying. I mean, I think they always went on, they've gone now.
Yes, I know.
A few years ago. And the sort of, I think, flew under the radar quite a lot, really.
Yeah.
Didn't necessarily get, because as long as I could get a repair or recondition for a couple of grand or something, that's maybe it survive.
Yeah.
With the kind of tunes we used to go out and do and things like that. But there just wasn't enough to sustain me, so that was fine. But then Ronnie Scott decided to buy the own piano because they were hiring it from Ladbrokes.
Oh, right.
Hiring
yes.
a piano from Ladbrokes.
Yes,
they bought their own.
Yeah.
And then said, would you come back? So I said, well, you know, it's not something you're not going to refuse that on your CV.
Well, no, absolutely.
That's me, so.
But then there's no Ronnie Scott's in Birmingham.
No, well, that's
more.
Been gone a good while, unfortunately. Yeah, the club's still there, but not as in, like, it's not Ronnie Scott's anymore, that's for sure. But yeah, it was lovely, and so that was my thing. But yeah, do you still hear from people like Norma then, or do you?
No.
I was going to say, everyone knows each other,
don't
they?
But the guy I used to deal with in Ladbrokes was one of the salesmen, Neil. Well, Neil now works for Kauai. In fact, the young man who just came through the showroom to get some leaflets from Mr. Atterbury there works here. He's Neil's cousin.
No way.
See, this is a very small industry.
It always was though, wasn't it?
Yes.
So what's your name?
Peter Crawley. I used to work for Pipe Music in Hills Own.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, they're well known, weren't they?
We opened a music school over there as well.
That's right.
I went to work for Yamaha.
There's always someone that knows someone. I mean, we
in this industry, you've
got
to be very careful.
You do, but having said that, it can be an advantage. And I literally walked into the lab book job without walking into your normal studio room. Can you start?
Mm.
What do you mean? You can start now if you want. There's workshops down there. Like you're going to do conscience, you work for Luke, that's fine.
Yeah.
And you've had a conversation with Carlene and like, you know what?
That's how the industry goes.
It is.
This industry is very much
like
who you know, not
it's,
what
it's
you know.
It always has been, I think.
Yeah, very much so.
So, was it Phil and Steve? Did you remember him down at, you know him at all?
Yes.
Yeah, he's one of his, because
I
got on very well with him. He used to run that side of it, the sort of outbound stuff in terms of the other. That they had down at the back of the workshop and all that stuff rather than the sort of musician ground. But yeah, it is in Milton Keynes, it's where you used to live, but so
it's a good industry.
It's a good industry. I'm glad you're still in it, it's really
good. Right.
So is everything at Twyford and not at Perry Vale?
No, they've moved from Perry Vale first of all to High Wycombe, and now they've moved from High Wycombe to Twyford.
Great.
Are they still going?
Yeah.
All
lovely.
Right.
Really
okay, good.
Thank you very, very much for your time.
Pleasure.
Really appreciate that.
I'll open the door for you. Now, there are two steps down.
Can you manage? Yeah. That's for you, Ben.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ooh. All right, are you happy now?
Yeah.
All right,
what, didn't you like that?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I could tell he was...
I'll be honest. I didn't, well, no, go on, you give me your thoughts, but I...
Well, it's just that I'm...
I know what you're fine. You don't have to be, Ben. If you're going to spend 46 grand, who cares what stand you are? They don't think about that. Right, we need to think about which way to be going back. So it's going to be this way, isn't it? Yeah, should we go down it a bit first, though? So what did you think of the Bluthney piano as well? I used to work... We'll cross it as soon as we can. We found it, mate, we persevered. So it's quite a bad road here to cross, really. Oh, there is a crossing, but it's not really. Alright, let's have a look. Go. Go.
Well, it's just quite a lot.
Okay, we're back into that scaffolding. So we need to go single file. Keep to your right. Thank you. It's just what?
Quite a lot of people have got Steinways to be there, so it's established and they're
coming out, watch the thing on your left. Yeah. Step. Yeah. Do you want an arm again? Because. Yeah.
Why are you so grumpy?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not. Hang on, let me just fade this out. No, I agree with you. I think I was genuinely interested to know whether he gets picked for the post by people just wanting Steinways all the time.
Well, it's just that you would have to calculate how much disposable income you had to pay back to the bank every year.
Oh, I know.
You have to work out how many years you needed a loan.
Yeah, I know. Don't even need to do credit, Ben. That's what it boils down to. You know what I mean? If you want one badly enough, you'll find a way of getting one. So that was Ben. He's got his dream in sight now. His £46,000 piano. Obviously, if he can live in it as well, that would be ideal. Just drop it off here by the pavement and I'll live in it as well. That would be good. No, I just think...
What did you record exactly?
All of it. I'm still recording, it's going to stop now. In fact, I will turn this down. Can I just stop a sec? I'll turn this down and we'll see you later. That was Bluth and Piano's where I used to work. Oh! Back into stuff there. Is that her one or is that an alright one?
Alright.
There we go.
Actually, the new... Need to find my phone, so...
Yeah, I know, yeah. Let's get to the Bond Street, see if we can find toilets, and then we'll... Let me just...
Because there's a McDonald's upstairs in Bond Street Station.
Okay. You know that, do you?
There's a Pret as well. If we could get some supplies.